In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. We do this broadcast live. The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley to where there was a garden into which he and his disciples entered. Judas, his betrayer, also knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas got a band of soldiers and guards from the chief priests and the Pharisees and went there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, knowing everything that was going to take place to him, went out and said to them, "Whom are you looking for?" They answered him, "Jesus the Nazarene." He said to them, "I am." Judas the betrayer was also with them. When he said to them, "I am," they turned away and fell to the ground, the power of God, the name of God. So he again asked them, "Whom are you looking for?" They said, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am. So if you are looking for me, let these men go." This was to fulfill what he had said, "I have not lost any of those you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into its scabbard. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father gave me?" So the band of soldiers, the tribune, and the Jewish guard seized Jesus, bound him, and brought him to Annas first. Annas was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had counseled the Jews that it was better that one man should die rather than the people. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Now the other disciple was known to the high priest, and he entered the courtyard of the high priest with Jesus. But Peter stood at the gate outside, so that the other disciple, the one acquainted with the high priest, went out and spoke to the gatekeeper and brought Peter in. Then the maid who was the gatekeeper said to Peter, "You are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the slaves and the guards were standing around a charcoal fire that had been made because it was cold, and they were warming themselves. Peter also was standing there keeping warm. The high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken publicly to the world. I have always taught in a synagogue or in the temple area where all the Jews gather. And in secret I have said nothing. Why ask me? Ask those who heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." When he had said this, one of the temple guards standing there struck Jesus and said, "This is not the way that you answer the high priest." Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken wrongly, testify to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing there keeping warm, and they said to him, "You are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the one whose ear Peter had cut off, said, "Didn't I see you in the garden with him?" Again Peter denied it, and immediately the cock crowed. Then they brought Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium. It was morning, and they themselves did not enter the praetorium in order that they not be defiled, so that they could eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and said, what charge do you bring against this man? They answered and said to him, if he were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you. At this, Pilate said to them, take him yourselves and judge him according to your law. The Jews answered him, we do not have the right to execute anyone. In order that the word of Jesus might be fulfilled, that he did said, indicating the kind of death he would die. So Pilate went back into the praetorium and summoned Jesus and said to him, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me? Pilate answered, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, my kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here. So Pilate said to him, then you are a king. Jesus answered, you say I am a king? For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Pilate said to him, what is truth? He has truth standing right in front of him. When he had said this, he again went out to the Jews and said to them, I find no guilt in this man, but you have a custom that I release one prisoner to you at Passover. Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews? They cried out again, not this one, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a revolutionary. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him scourged, and the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and placed it on his head and clothed him in a purple cloak, and they came to him and said, hail, King of the Jews! And they struck him repeatedly. Once more Pilate went out and said to them, look, I am bringing him to you so that you may know that I find no guilt in him. So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple cloak, and he said to them, behold the man, ecce homo. Then the chief priests and the guards saw him. They cried out, crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said to them, take him yourself and crucify him. I find no guilt in him. The Jews answered, we have a law, and according to that law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. Now when Pilate heard the statement, he became even more afraid and went back into the praetorium and said to Jesus, where are you from? Jesus did not answer him, because he's absorbing the sins of the world. So Pilate said to him, do you not speak to me? Do you not know that I have the power to release you and I have the power to crucify you? Jesus answered him, you would have no power over me if it had not been given to you from above. For this reason, the one who handed me over to you has the greater sin. Consequently, Pilate tried to release him, but the Jews cried out, if you release him, you are no friend of Caesar. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar. When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and seated him on the judge's bench in the place called Stone Pavement, in Hebrew, Gabbatha. It was preparation day for the Passover, and it was about noon, and he said to the Jews, behold your king. They cried out, take him away, take him away, crucify him. Pilate said to them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross himself, he went out of what is called the place of the skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha, where they crucified him, and with him two other men, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate also had the inscription written and put on the cross. It read, Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews. Now many of the Jews crucified many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four shares, a share for each soldier. They then took his tunic, but the tunic was seamless, like the high priest's tunic, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it will be," in order that the passage of Scripture might be fulfilled that says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my vesture they cast lots." This is what the soldiers did. Neath the cross of Jesus were his mother, his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine, so they put a sponge soaked in the wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over his spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day was of the week was a solemn day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that he be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows what he is speaking, the truth, so that you may also come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture might be fulfilled, "Not a bone of it will be broken," the Paschal Lamb. And again, another passage says, "They will look upon him whom they have pierced," the Lord Jesus Christ. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, secretly a disciple of Jesus, for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate if he could remove the body of Jesus, and Pilate permitted it. So he came and took his body. Nicodemus, the one who came first to him at night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh, aloes weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and bound it in burial cloths with the spices, according to the Jewish burial custom. Now in the place where he had been crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had yet been buried. So they laid Jesus there because of the Jewish preparation day, for the tomb was close by. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, today is called Good Friday, and it's good for us because he died for us so that we might live and die for him. I tell you, it's time that we say, "Good Friday is the place where I was born. Good Friday is the place where I was born. Blood and water came forth from his wounded side. O heart of Jesus, from your heart flowed blood and water, the place of a sanctuary for us. I trust in you. I trust in you. I trust in you. I trust in you." Are you trusting in Jesus today? Are you trusting that he died for you? Are you trusting that he has a plan for you? You see, when he said, I am, they all fell back. They all fell back. They all fell back. Why? He used the name of God. I am who I am. And the power of God struck them, and they all fell to the ground. You would think that as this happened, they would say, we're doing a mistake. We're making a mistake. This is not good. Look, we've all fallen to the ground. He said, I am. He used the name of God. He used the name of God. I am who I am. And he is who he is. He is the Son of the living God. He is the Father's only Son. He was crucified for love of you. He died on the cross so that you might have eternal life. Oh, yes. St. Paul said, I decided to know nothing about anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. St. Paul said he came to the Corinthian community who were speaking in tongues, and he said, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. I tell you, I decide to know nothing but Jesus Christ crucified and raised from the dead. That's all I have. That's all I have. He's been given to me by grace at baptism, and I have followed him by the grace of the living God. Oh, yes, I have followed him, but he has given me his Holy Spirit. Last night, I did something that I said to the Lord, I am arrogant, forgive me. And you know what? I went to confession and confessed it today. My arrogance, my pride, anything good that comes from me comes from Jesus. I can't do anything good apart from Jesus Christ, who is the Lord and who has given me the grace to preach the gospel on the airwaves. Do you know today that Christ the Lord went to the cross for you? Do you know today that he has something for you? He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. Do you know that today? This is Good Friday. It is good for us. It is good for us. It is the only day in the year called good. And yet, for Jesus, Good Friday is the crucifixion, is the bleeding from his head, from his feet, from his hands, from his side. I tell you, the blood of Jesus reconciles us to the Father. The blood of Jesus reconciles us to the Father. The blood of Jesus reconciles us to the Father. Pray with me. Oh, Jesus. Wash me with your blood. Wash me with your blood. Forgive my sins. Forgive my sins. I come to you today. I come to you today, asking that you would dwell in my heart. Asking that you would dwell in my heart by faith. By faith. Never leave me, Lord. Never leave me, Lord. You are my Lord and my Savior. You are my Lord and my Savior. You have forgiven me my sins through your blood. You have forgiven me my sins through your blood. It's time for us to tell Jesus how much we love him on this day. It's time for us to proclaim to Jesus that he is our Lord and he is our Savior, and we have nothing else but him. Neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. Remember what Simeon said? A sword shall pierce your heart, that the thoughts of many may be laid bare. That's where it happened. The sword that pierced the heart of Mary when she saw her son dying. Imagine a mother seeing her son, who is all good, dying for the love of the world. Oh, yes, imagine Mary under the cross, seeing Jesus suffer and die. The sword pierced her soul and her heart, that the thoughts of many may be laid bare. This is real. This is real. Oh, there was politics going. The Jews did not want Jesus alive because he was told by people that he was the king of the Jews. And if Caesar heard that there was a king, he would close their temple. But you know what? You give up Jesus and the temple closes and your life closes anyway. That happened in the year 70. Not a stone upon a stone. Not a stone upon a stone. Oh yes, how we need the crucified risen Lord. How we need salvation. For we have no salvation apart from Jesus and apart from his blood. We ask the Lord to forgive us today. Forgive us today for having made laws to kill your children in the womb. Have mercy on us today, O Lord. We ask the Lord to forgive us that we have allowed gay marriage to take place and it becomes a law of the land. Forgive us, O Lord. Do not hand us over to what we be deserved, but hand us over to your love through the weight of the cross, through the death of Jesus on the cross. Hand us over to your love, because we have nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead. Let me ask you this. Tonight at 7:30, we will have live streaming from Holy Rosary, the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. How do I get there? You get there by going to Facebook, and then from Facebook you write Holy Rosary Winthrop, MA. Holy Rosary Winthrop, MA. Last night we had over 600 people who saw the Holy Thursday service. Tonight we hope to have more. This is so awful for us as priests not to have the people with us. We were ordained for God and for his people, and we're all cooped up in a house, and we all miss going to church. We all miss being with Christ. We all miss it, but you know what? He comes to us in the Holy Spirit. He comes to us when we are desperate enough to call upon his name. He comes to us tonight and today because he gave his life for you and for me. Oh yes, he gave his life for you and for me. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it makes me tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? I was there because he knew me before I was in my mother's womb. You were there because he knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Yes, we were there with Jesus. We were there. So tonight at 7:30, live streaming from Holy Rosary, and you write from Facebook, Holy Rosary Winthrop Mass, MA. Holy Rosary Winthrop MA. And you can be part of the service tonight in the live streaming. I have a correction. Holy Rosary Parish Winthrop MA. Holy Rosary Parish Winthrop MA. Holy Rosary Parish Winthrop MA. I made a mistake, but you know what? God doesn't make mistakes. He has you today where he wants you to be, so that you would give your life to him. You would give your life to him. www.facebook.com/Holy Rosary Parish Winthrop MA. www.facebook.com/Holy Rosary Parish Winthrop MA. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when he died upon a tree? Were you there when he died upon a tree? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when he died upon a tree? You were, because he said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. www.facebook.com/Holy Rosary Parish, Winthrop, MA. May the Lord bless you today. It is Good Friday. Good for us. So good for us. Because if it did not happen, we would be on our way to hell. He saved us from hell by his grace. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.